This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, How Tech is Changing the Way We Talk. There are lots of apps online that promise you that you can learn a foreign language and become pretty fluent in it. Do they work? And if so, how? Reporter Isis Pachillo looked into it.
I come from a mixed family. I'm Chinese, Mexican, and Italian, but not fluent in any of the corresponding languages. During the pandemic, my mom, who is Chinese, and I challenged ourselves to learn an entirely new language. We picked Arabic on an app called Mango Languages.
What's the way to say the condition?
You repeat words, eventually phrases.
Okay, now try to say, how's it going?
We've been making very little progress. And I couldn't help but wonder if this could ever lead to fluency. So I decided to investigate. I have to ask, language apps, do they really work?
Well, yes, sort of.
That's Sean Lowen. He's a professor at Michigan State University, where he heads the Second Language Studies program. He did two small studies on the efficacy of language learning apps, one about Duolingo and one about another app called Babbel.
I mean, if you use them, you will learn some things. But I think there's two things to keep in mind. One, you have to be realistic about what you can learn. And then the other thing is, obviously, the more time you spend, the more you're going to learn.
People tend to improve their grammar and vocabulary, but don't make as much progress with conversational skills. But in a recent study on Babbel, Sean did find that 60% of participants showed improvement in understanding and answering questions on a spoken test. Stuff like, what do you do with your free time? Or, what does your best friend look like? The improvement was surprising to Sean because you don't get a chance to practice talking to another person in the app format. Instead, you focus more on vocabulary, repeating phrases, or filling in the blanks. There's also conjugation practice and rearranging sentences. Is that a good way to learn languages? I turned to Kara Morgan Short. She's a professor of Hispanic linguistics and psychology at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
So one way that we have at looking at language processing and language acquisition is through a method called electrophysiology. We can actually measure your brain waves.
So they stick a cap on your head with a bunch of electrodes placed in it.
And these electrodes are actually able to pick up the electrical activity that's occurring in your brain related to language that you may be processing.
Researchers can then compare the activity between how native speakers process versus second language learners. The idea is the more similar the brain waves, the closer a learner is to fluency. In one of her experiments, Kara split learners into two groups. One received grammatical instruction before they began learning, and the other didn't. Both groups did really well on proficiency tests, but the learners who were not exposed to grammar were the ones who developed more native-like brain processing signals.
We know that in natural language or in our first language, we never use language in ways that are not meaningful. We never go around and conjugate verbs. We never say, I talk, you talk, he talks. We never use words or grammar in any decontextualized manner.
How do you say how?
كيف.
Language apps are definitely not the same as being immersed in a language 24/7. Like when you're a baby learning your first words, or when you live in a different country. Here's Sean Lowen again.
The frustrating thing about Duolingo is the sentences are often somewhat nonsensical. I remember when we were studying Turkish, we had sentences like, you know, the cat is drinking tea in March. And as a language researcher, I believe that using the language communicatively is the best way to learn it. So when you have stupid sentences like that, they don't really help you.
But language apps can be fun, and that's important for learning too. My friend Lauren Meese retired recently and has used her new free time to improve her Spanish. Babbel is her favorite online platform.
Like there was one called Rumores, and the subtitle was, Dicen que Victor tiene una amante. They say that Victor has a lover. And the whole thing was all this gossip flying about the office as to who the lover was. Was it the new secretary? Is it this? Is it that? And they used a lot of words like lies, mentiras. I just gobbled up that vocabulary.
Competition can also help. When studying Duolingo, Sean Lowen found the gamification aspect to be fun and motivating.
You know, you can level up, you get experience points. And so I think that's a really good way to keep people motivated. Like right now, I'm on a 29-day streak on Duolingo. And so it's stupid, but I'm really motivated to keep that streak going, right?
As for my own efforts to learn Arabic with my mom, we've realized we don't have the motivation to keep it up. But I've shifted to Spanish, Mandarin, and Cantonese. So we'll see how that goes.
Morning. 早上. 早上.
That's reporter Isis Pachillo trying to get better at Cantonese.
早上,你好吗?
早上,你好吗?